Hi, I'm Tara Cleary, and you're listening to Stimulus. The South African region known as the Western Cape and its famous capital, Cape Town, are experiencing the worst drought in 100 years. So the recent storms there were very welcome early in the winter rainfall season. But even after days of showers, dams in the Western Cape have swelled by just 3%.
It's a great problem for us. Financially, we can't survive anymore.
Saki Lo farms sheep for wool, about 250 miles north of Cape Town.
I'm farming here. I'm on the family farm from 2006. It is 11 years now. We have seen several droughts, but this one is the most severe of all of them. There's nothing in the field yet, nothing. At this moment, it looks like a semi-desert. The color is black, no food in the field, no food. All the sheep is around the house in small little camps.
So how did it get this bad?
In South Africa, the problem is not so much the annual rainfall, it's the time when it rains.
Hannes Rotenbach is the chief scientist in climate change at the South African Weather Service.
In the Western Cape, we have winter rainfall in the Southern Hemisphere. Our winter is June, July, August. And we've noticed that the rain is coming a little bit later in the season. And then the rainfall is also more extreme, more confined to shorter periods.
Cape dams have less than 10% usable water right now. To get them up to suitable levels, it needs to rain continuously, not just for a few days, but for weeks. That's bad news for Saki Lo.
We hope for some rain. We hope for rain. If it's not going to rain, then we must leave the farm. We must sell all the sheep and leave the farm.
The Western Cape has been declared a disaster area.
It allows them to reprioritize existing budgets to assist with managing the drought.
Xanthia Limburg is a Cape Town City Councillor in charge, among other things, of water. And the city has been scrambling to bring extra supplies online.
They include drilling of boreholes into the Table Mountain Group aquifer. In addition, we're looking at two desalination plants and then a water reuse plant, which is simply the recycling of wastewater for drinking purposes.
Water from the Table Mountain aquifer should be available by the end of July. But the other plans will take months, years. It all seems too little too late. What has the national or federal government been doing?
A number of our provinces have declared disasters over the last 3 years, and the Western Cape becomes the eighth province to declare a drought disaster currently.
Wow, the eighth state in a country about one-eighth of the size of the US. Mlimandlela Mdamasi is the spokesman for the Minister of Water and Sanitation. That's the federal government.
What we could not anticipate is the severity of the drought that we've confronted currently. Given our conditions and given our country being one of the 30th driest countries in the world, it has had a devastating effect.
Hannes Rotenbach, the scientist from earlier, says that's because of record-breaking high temperatures coupled with low rainfall.
We had similar droughts with the same amount of rain. So if you look at the rainfall records, it's not unusual what's happening at the moment. What is actually unusual is that the dry conditions we're experiencing now is not due to the low rainfall of the specific season or year, but it's actually the accumulated effect of dry conditions over 3 years, I would say, and that's quite unusual.
Sheep farmer Saki Lo is feeling these effects firsthand.
Our average in this area is about 230-250 millimeters per annum.
That's only 9 to 10 inches of rainfall a year.
Last year it was about 117 millimeters, yes. And in 2015 it was about 150 millimeters. So for 3 years in a row it is below the average and well below the average.
Actually half the average rainfall.
It's a great problem for us. Financially, we can't survive anymore.
Saki has sold more than one quarter of his flock, and he says he's had almost no help from the government.
It's not possible for the government to take care of us. We must take care of ourselves. That's how I see it. Because we didn't get support, or a little bit support. So I've decided I must take care of myself. If I can't take care of myself, then I must leave the farm, sell it, get away, and take another job.
Any way you look at it, it seems like local and federal governments have been dragging their heels in terms of planning. Cape Town's population has grown by more than 70% since 1990, according to World Population Review. Water storage and supply hasn't. I asked Xanthia Lindberg why it's taken so long to get additional water sources in place. She points to the federal government.
Because we were able to drive down our water demand, they believed it was not necessary to attempt to accelerate some of the bulk augmentation schemes. So as a result of our efforts around trying to reduce consumption, some of the major bulk supply schemes have been placed on hold. This does now put us in a difficult situation because now we are in a position where we need some of those augmentation schemes to be accelerated.
The delays in that particular project have not been based on government's refusal to proceed, but rather on the feasibility and the environmental impact assessment. Water is life, and we need to ensure that our people have access to water. One of the priorities of this government is ensuring that we serve those people who have previously never been served with clean drinking water.
What does that mean, people who have never been served with clean drinking water? Well, the most recent census survey shows that more than 9 million South Africans don't have access to piped or running water. And for about half of those who can access it, it's not even in their homes. It's from an outside tap, or not even on their property. Saki Lowe is relying on underground water sources for his sheep. Some of those boreholes have dried up. He told me he feels devastated.
But on the other hand, we know that God is almighty, and God is the person who can help us, and the person who will help us. So we're looking up to him.
It's only been a little over two decades since there's been a government for all South Africans. Tens of millions of people previously had no or hardly any infrastructural support. No housing, no electricity, no running water. In a nutshell, there was a lot of catching up to do. So it's hard to blame this drought crisis definitively on incompetence or corruption. And yet when 9 million people still don't have access to piped drinking water, that's pretty damning. Projects could have, should have been approved to minimize the effects of a drought like this one. They weren't. Until next time, I'm Tara Cleary. You've been listening to Stimulus.